Hello everyone, this is Semper Fortis, coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com. This is some poetry that I found about our soldiers and what they're doing over there. I hope you enjoy it. The tyrants. The tyrants are loose again. They hate all but their own. They give their lives to kill us, to scatter our blood and bone. They care not whom they murder, whether woman, man, or child. Their minds are full of fury, their sickness has gone wild. To rule the world with violence is their one and only goal, and terror is their method, for they want complete control. We've seen it all before, and we could not let it be. We gave our lives for freedom, for the world, and for you and me. We fight all forms of oppression, helping victims far and near, to keep the world from chaos, to protect what we hold dear. America's the only country that gives with its whole heart, and asks so very little, for we always do our part. So let's unite again to subdue our newest foe, whatever we must do and wherever we must go. Let's show the world once more that America is blessed with people who are heroes, who meet each and every test. That was a poem by Joanna Fuchs. This is titled War Poem. It is by Lagina LaJoy. They took a boy and they gave me back a man. They took your mind and shaped it into something better. They taught you integrity, respect, self-worth, and honor. They taught you to hold your head high and not to be ashamed of yourself and what you are. You're better than you were, and even though it was hard, you proved yourself to be a step above the rest. You went from nothing and proved all that you are better. Not because you had to be, but because you wanted to be. You're a son, a friend, a husband, and a father. You're not only my hero, but also the hero to others. You're not just a man, you're a soldier. And finally, this is a war poem titled The Ethereal Warrior. It's by Luis Galante. As the fate of nations turn, as a new day dawns, as the dust settles, we are still there. Not only do we guard heaven's gate, but also the boundaries in which people fall asleep every night. There is a new day dawning in the world, for better most certainly, because it could not have gotten much worse. And who is there? We are. And we always have been, and we always will be. Our souls are forged in history. Warriors we are, but also now something much different. Blessed are the peacekeepers. Blessed are those who cherish freedom. Blessed are those who value things beyond themselves, things like honor, courage, and commitment, things like integrity, virtue, and pride. But above all, blessed are those who would give the ultimate sacrifice, some for freedom, some for family. We do not bleed red, white, or blue. We do not bleed green. We bleed our soul, and that soul has no color, but it is a word. And whether you whisper it or whether you shout it, it has a visceral punch if you can feel it. Say it, warrior, and be proud, not only for those with you now, but all those who have come before and those who are not yet born. Say it and feel the spirit, all those who have earned, bled, and died for who and what we are, a United States Marine. Thank you, everybody. This has been Semper Fortis. I hope you enjoyed it.